One Boy Speaks, episode 986, Sometimes Trusted, Sometimes Terrorist. With all the traveling I do, one of the investments I made a few years ago was getting Global Entry. Now, I probably should have got a Nexus card because that's actually half the cost and also allows me to come into Canada much easier. But anyway, I had to go to Canada like three times this past year, so it's a reason why it's an issue. But anyway, this as a result of that, I get TSA PreCheck now on every flight that I can, because I'm in the trusted traveler system, so they theoretically know who I am, and therefore, they believe I'm not a terrorist, and so they send me through the line where I just go through a metal detector, and they don't touch my junk or send me through a machine that scrambles my DNA. So everybody else, right, may or may not get TSA PreCheck, right? It seems to be utterly at random, and sometimes people are selected for a secondary security screening, and if you see four S's on your boarding card, on a U.S. domestic flight, you might get the extra special blue glove treatment. And it seems to me nonsensical that the TSA, right, can just randomly decide, oh, well, this person's not a terrorist today, and maybe the next day they are not. And it just seems kind of silly that they're just, it seems like they're just randomly doing this. And, I don't get it. I could understand if specific people kept going through, having to go through the secondary screening or whatever. And it's just, I don't know. I just find the entire thing ridiculous. This guy, Jonathan Corbett, who's actually sued the TSA in federal court, for the unconstitutionality of the irradiated nudoscope machines. He hasn't been as successful at, I think he got denied by the Supreme Court to hear the case or whatever, but, there has been some changes as a result. I mean, now we have perhaps the X-ray machines that you required human visual inspection was perhaps not so fantastic, but I still, what I hear about the millimeter wave machines, or at least what I've read about them, doesn't make me necessarily believe that they're any better, which is why although I feel a little bit bad, I feel almost, I feel extra special going through these, the easy security line. But quite honestly, I don't want to go through the machine, which I don't know what the long-term impact of that is. The TSA tells me it's safe, but I don't necessarily believe that. And so therefore I opt out of it. It gives me the ability to opt out, pay a little extra money to not get my junk touched and not expose myself to an unknown risk. And also get into the country easier through a kiosk rather than have to go stand in the long customs line. It's totally worth it for me. But sometimes I feel like a terrorist and sometimes I don't, I guess. And so, seems kind of silly, but that's the way the system certainly appears from the outside.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.